If you're a late guy, if you're a half-assed guy, if you're not a full-speed effort guy, if you're an excuse guy, that doesn't sound like somebody whose priority it is to be the very best he can be.
We had a coach who came in and was, at that point, a complete tyrant.
We lost the game because of illegal procedure! Get your ass down!
Basically, treated you like you were a child.
You must have misunderstood me. Pull those pants down below those knees. We're not wearing Bermudas out here, we're wearing football pants. What are they, unblockable? Is that the 85 Bears over there? Huh?
You want to feel like you're playing for somebody. You know, you want to run through a wall for a coach. You want him to give you that fire and brimstone speech. And for us, we didn't have that. We had a guy who just barked orders and fined you at the drop of a hat.
I'm in a hurry. Let's go. I got things to do.
In Tom Coughlin's world, on time meant you were late.
Yeah, let's go. What the heck? What time does this 3:20 practice start? 3:15, right?
His rule is if it says meeting at 3, be there at 2:55. I don't get it. If the meeting's at 2:55, say 2:55.
Your meeting's at 7, so you come in about 10 up.
I show up at 8:27 for an 8:30 meeting. The next day, I had a letter on my stool saying that I was fined $500.
Because I had always been interested in firm, fair, honest, demanding. Firm, fair, honest, and demanding. That's the code I've always operated under. It had been said to me by people in my inner circle, you need to let the players see you as you are with your family, with your grandchildren, with that kind of thing. Let them see that part of you.
Now, I see him. I just want to hug him. Forget about football. He made me a better person. Just the way that he treated me and the way that he respected me, I built the relationship with him that was like a father-son relationship. And if you look at my watch, forget about 5 minutes. It's 10 minutes fast, and I attribute that to Coach Coughlin.
The things that he shares are timeless. Team, selflessness, sacrifice, leadership, all these things are timeless. They're things that have worked throughout life.